From Isaiah chapter 55, let us read together again for those of our regular listeners. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is so true when it comes to the plan of salvation, to the means of redemption, to the way by which a man or a woman gets from here into God's heaven. Now, man's thoughts go like this. Well, if I do the best I can, I'll make it. Or perhaps some would say, well, if I join the church and observe the rules and regulations of the church, I'll stand a good chance. Others tell you, well, if you just get baptized and live right, all of those things. But that is contrary to the Word of God. We do not get to heaven because of what we do. Let me just read to you from Romans chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Now to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Man says, do the best you can, and maybe you'll make it. God says, oh no, that's not it at all. It's believing on Jesus Christ, who has already paid the price. To re-strengthen this, let me read to you from Romans chapter 11. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Friend of mine, it's not working your way to heaven. It's not a composite work plus grace. It's grace alone and the finished work of Calvary's cross. Paul to the Ephesians says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, he does go on to say, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And to be sure, once we are saved, once we have been born again, yes, indeed, we are to work, not to keep saved or to get saved, but in appreciation for what he did for us when he redeemed us by his grace and saved us through his precious blood. A poet put it this way, I cannot work my soul to save, for that my Lord hath done. But I will work like any slave for love of God's dear Son. To Titus, he says, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Friend, God's ways and God's thoughts are so far above ours when it comes to salvation. Man thinks his puny efforts, his feeble works, his dab of religion can buy him a home in heaven. Like putting a dollar down a dollar a week. You can't buy it. You can't purchase it. But friend, you can have it because it's a gift. Jesus paid it all. And God today offers you a gift. Our ideas and our thoughts are way down here. We think so human, but praise God, he is eternal. He's divine. And a man may go to heaven without health. Sick people can go to heaven. A man may go to heaven without wealth. Poor people can go to heaven. A man may go to heaven without fame, without a great name, without learning, without a big earning, without culture, without beauty, without friends, without 10,000 other things. But he can never go to heaven without the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you want to see what God thinks about sin, read in the Bible. We have referred to it in many previous broadcasts. If you want to see God's thoughts about sin, look into the caverns of the damned, the pit of hell. And you'll see how serious it is in his thought, in his mind. But if you really want to see how horrible, how awful sin is in the eyes of a righteous, holy, sinless God, you know where you have to go? You go to Calvary, and you see the Lord Jesus hanging there on the cross. You see his back made like a bloody field of human ribbons, crushed, dying, bleeding. That's what God thinks of sin. His thoughts above our thoughts. As the heavens above the earth, why don't you receive Christ today? Why don't you bow your head and thank the Lord Jesus for dying and rising again from the grave for you? Amen.